you bring on the rain.
Bring on the
stop
rain.
Your sighing.
Stop your sighing.
Won't you be happy again?
Happy again.
When you're smiling.
When you're smiling.
Keep on smiling.
Keep on smiling.
And the world will smile.
I always like the horn to play loud, but of course you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover with another episode of The Beat Exchange. So we have a couple guests tonight, and we'll have Miss Malera on about the 7:15 hour, and then we'll have Mr. James Neighbors on at 7:30. From Overpasses for America. So basically, I can't watch the television anymore. Actually, there's a lot of stuff coming up on the vaccines and just regular entertainment shows and stuff like that. It's like, come on. It's like, I don't care what anybody does, but I stopped taking the flu vaccine a long time ago. And I would get the flu. And people say, no, dead cells and blah, blah, blah. Well, you see, now you find out that vaccines have this thing called shedding. So if I'm around people that take the flu vaccine and I get sick, then there's shedding. So there is something going on about this. But, you know, I don't care whether someone takes the vaccine or not. It doesn't matter to me. And the people that, you know, I know who have taken the vaccine, they're very happy about it. And so I'm glad I'm not visiting them in the hospital. And so I'll see them in, you know, 3 years, see if that's the same. But you see, there's several hundred thousand people were protesting the vaccine mandates in Greece. Several 100,000, but yet our news says nothing about it. So it's kind of troublesome to me, because until another thing they're not talking about, which is a big deal, no matter who is in office, is the fact that they're finding such vote count inaccuracies in Arizona and even Georgia. A state senator has said that he wants the election decertified. Because he's not saying any more of that, but saying there's enough found that it should be decertified, which means that Biden, they found enough fake ballots for Biden that, you know, whatever. But see, we're really dealing with election integrity. So if everybody wants election integrity, then they shouldn't be carrying on with hiding the routers in Arizona. So, you know, you can conceal the data traffic. But in Pennsylvania, they found 423,000 votes. Over 423,000 votes were subtracted from Trump in Pennsylvania data. Now, they're getting a lot of this data because of the foreign interference that we had with Obama's cybersecurity chief. Isn't that lovely? And some kind of way with the office of the House Speaker ignored the evidence given to her of a money laundering scheme and arrest in Italy, which they're now calling Italygate, where people of the EU, members of the EU, European Union, were part of Obama's money laundering scheme, and these are payoffs and bribes to, you know, play the game. Now, that was given to Nancy Pelosi prior to January 6th. There were other things. Now, this is what I need y'all to understand so you don't go crazy when you see me, and you, if you know me personally. I don't care who is in office. The reason why things are so corrupt now in our cities is because we never paid attention to what they were doing at election time. We haven't had election integrity in New Orleans since the 70s. So Now we have to pay attention because there's too many perks being given to communist China, like land and supply line chains that can be obstructed. We don't want to have food shortages here like we had in Venezuela. But I have to say, President Trump received so many votes in this election, and they're finding it now about dumping the votes. In one county alone, in Pennsylvania, they dumped 145,000. One county alone. And they went after destroying the absentee ballot votes. Now, this is why we got crazy people in Congress who can't tell the truth. I don't care who they are. I mean, hey, you know, we got some Republicans. I'm independent. I'm a registered Republican now because I wanted to vote for Trump, because I surely wasn't going to vote for Hillary Clinton. I mean, come on. So here we got to put up with email gate, server gate, and for the 2018 midterms, the strange thing happens that we have a red tsunami on election night that was unbelievable. Then all of a sudden, suddenly changes the day after the election when multiple states find boxes of uncounted ballots. Multiple states. Now, nothing was stated by these states. Oh, this is what was found. They didn't want to expose that, but it was a trial run for 2020. Now, when they were reviewing election crimes for 2020, they found some for 2018. Nancy Pelosi did not win re-election. Neither did Adam Schiff. And so this is why they were so crazed toward the American people and want to have everything destroyed with these mass. Who allows people to go completely, ooh, almost said it, but bat, beep, crazy, and rip people's things up? I mean, come on. I cried when I saw black people having mom and pop stores that they made into be a family business, a nice family business, you know, like a grocery store, but more like old school grocery stores. And they just ripped the place apart for no reason, just to show they could get away with it. Well, you see, there's some people in the United States of America tired of the bull. We're tired of it. I'm tired of it. We're going to have James Neighbors on regularly to let us know what's going on with overpasses for America. And, you know, there's a lot of people being targeted for what they know or what they're doing, trying to create solutions. But, hey, if you don't try, then what happens? Oh, we'll get the governor after you. Well, anyway, just make sure it's a legitimate governor. But anyway, I see that this is something somebody sent to me, and I'll talk about that. And we're going to go to a break in a couple minutes. So Donald Trump is exposing how politicians have been money laundering taxpayer dollars, called foreign aid and military aid, back to themselves through family, friends, and corporate donations. And Ukraine is only the beginning. Now, how, when somebody's indicted in Ukraine, you still on the ticket in the United States for the presidency, but yet nobody sees you for debate, anything, you're hiding because you don't want to be arrested? You know, I wish that I wish that President Trump would have let them extradite them to the Ukraine in the middle of the campaign when Biden was putting the lid on. You know, putting the lid on means something else in La La Land, like for his son Hunter. But anyway, I want to tell y'all about Protect the Harvest. It's a nonprofit 501c3 created to defend and preserve American freedoms and to support farmers, ranchers, outdoor enthusiasts, and animal owners. You need to study up on the open field doctrine and how it can be used against animal ownership. Protect the Harvest. Nope, I'm not playing that. Pull that off. Put on David Bowie. That's the one I refuse to be having anything related to Bernie Sarris around me. Because I got some things coming out of Pandora's box for Bernie Sarris. See what I'm saying?
Blodgenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we've brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. And visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
That's what I said.
The Edwards Mortgage Group, the Maison Collective, NOLA Title Group, and ARC Insurance Consultants are the ones to call on for all of your home needs. Whether it's mortgages, closings, sales, or insurance, they take care of your home needs, and now they have come together to help take care of the needs of our beloved New Orleans music community by partnering with Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA for Funky Uncle Live. Funky Uncle Live is a free webcast live from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge, that features New Orleans musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans that have been impacted by COVID-19. You can join in the funky fun time by simply going to www.funkyuncle.live every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Coming to the Funky Uncle Lounge on July 21st, it's a Hot 8 Brass Band, and on July 28th, Brent Anderson. For more information on how you can support live from the Funky Uncle, go to funkyuncle.live and follow us on social media.
At Hyundai of Metairie, there's never been a time when your car has been more valuable than right now. And Hyundai of Metairie will pay up to 130% of Kelley Blue Book value. Buy a car from us, or we'll buy one from you at Hyundai of Metairie. There's a reason why we're Louisiana's number one new Hyundai and certified pre-owned volume dealer. Be sure to visit our facility at 5969 Veterans Boulevard to see all we have to offer. Or call 504-838-9000. Visit us online at HyundaiofMetairie.com.
Hi, this is Clay with Witch of Passion Live. Join me every Thursday from 12 to 1 for 1 hour of talk to talk about your passion and you.
Welcome back to the Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hour. I'm your host, founder, and owner of the TLGHL3C. I am very excited about having the opportunity once again to have a positive and thought-provoking dialogue with you as we inform and educate each other on various topics or gumbo ingredients from the business, academic, alumni, workforce, youth, and of course the sporting arena. I will be here every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. providing informative nuggets for you and yours. Please call in with your questions or add your bowl of gumbo at 504-556-9696. That we can add to today's pot of gumbo.
Ask a Louisiana Lawyer, co-hosted by me, Big John Mason, and fellow Louisiana licensed attorney Richard Wolf, every Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon on WGSO, broadcasting live from New Orleans, Louisiana.
My name is Eric Schein, and my program is Maritime Matters. It's on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Listen in.
State. You know, stand your ground. So Bernie insists on wanting his Bernie bump played on my show. I say, go to hell, Bernie Sarris. Because when I let it be known what you were doing behind everybody's back, pretending that you were the executive director of Louisiana Music Commission, yeah, good thing you didn't make insurance commissioner. There's enough corruption in the state of Louisiana with people like you.
Your face. Let's sway through the crowd.
Louisiana Red Shoes gang. Anyway, so it's, of course, it's Barbara Hoover with the Beat Exchange. We just play it all out. So dig this. We're going to have Miss Brenda Malera on from Senior Medicare Patrol and see what's been going on that she could tell us about. Hello, Miss Brenda.
Hi, Miss Barbara. How are you?
Oh, I was triggered, you know, with music that I asked not to be on my show for about 3 months now, and they keep sneaking it in, so it's an inside game. Hey, that's fine.
Oh, wow.
Oh, well, you know how it goes. You know, some people's political views are a little different than mine, but I'm just bringing out the corruption. I don't care what political party anybody belongs to.
No, you're doing a great job, and also having us on is very important because, as you know, Senior Medicare Patrol, we watch out for everyone that's on Medicare, and we're here to try to prevent Medicare fraud and healthcare scams from, you know, happening and you from becoming a victim of that. So thank you for allowing us to be on your show to give out some advice and tips for our people.
Right. No, that's good because, you know, y'all are in all 50 states, including Puerto Rico and Guam.
Exactly.
And they can call a national number. Would you give that a number out where
people can? Sure. The national number for Senior Medicare Patrol is 1-877-808-2468. And anyone who needs to report any type of healthcare fraud or a Medicare scam can call this number Monday through Friday during business hours and find out what, you know, what state, what your state number is for your local SMP and just report it. And if you think you've been the victim of a scam, you can also call in and we will try to figure out what exactly happened to you. And all of this is free of charge. We don't charge for anything that we do. We're trying to prevent Medicare fraud in all 50 states and U.S. territories. And so by you calling in, you know, you're our ears and eyes in the community, and we would appreciate you letting us know of anything that you may want to tip us off on.
No, brilliant.
I know you said that you wanted me to, like, you know, give you some updates on the latest scams.
Yes.
I haven't been on the show for a few weeks now.
Yes.
So I need to let everybody know that scams and fraud, you know, that goes on 24/7. And these scam artists are always too, you know, they're just two steps ahead of us. So we have to be, you know, aware of what's going on. So the latest scam that we are aware of is that people are getting phone calls from different, you know, just scammers calling and saying that their red, white, and blue card, which everyone knows is the Medicare card, has been compromised because of COVID, and they will soon be getting a new card, but this new card is red, white, and black so that they can tell the difference. But in order to get their new card, they need to verify and update their information. Well, that's a scam. No cards are changing. No cards are being mailed out. Yes. And because, you know, everybody just, like you said, is there's so much information out there right now with COVID and vaccinations and the numbers going up and all that, that people are just, you know, they're confused of what, you know, what's really going on. And so when they hear red, white, and blue Medicare card, you know, they kind of like, okay, what's going on? So they fall easily for these scams. So I just want to let everybody know that if you do get a phone call like this, it's a scam. Please hang up. Never, ever give out your Medicare number or information to someone you don't know or trust over the phone. You just don't know who's calling you. So if you do get it and you're doubting whether it's a real call or a scam, just hang up and you call Medicare. And the number for Medicare is 1-800-MEDICARE. So that's my tip for tonight. Just letting people know that, you know, this type of scam is happening, and not just in Louisiana, because I'm based in Louisiana, but all over the United States. So if you are in Louisiana, I'll give you the direct number to our office here in Baton Rouge. It's 1-877-272-8720. And if you're listening from another state, in another state, it's 877-808-2468. That's your Senior Medicare Patrol program. And you can also go to stopmedicarefraud.org on the internet to find out more about what we do and who we are, and hopefully we can help you if you're ever in trouble.
Brilliant. Yeah, that's really good. I haven't received, I did receive a phone call one time where the person that called actually had, when it came up on the phone, it showed that it was the Department of the Federal Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, the Federal Reserve, I want, you know. But if you were to, you know, the whole thing is you have trouble with your Social Security number and, you know, all of that stuff. But you see, you can never talk to these people, say, hey, when are y'all going to prosecute somebody using my Social Security number? That's a friend of Sheriff Pullman's and Lena Torres. I mean, she passed away, so it's not like, you know, she can be indicted for anything. But come on. You know, it's like y'all got to straighten it up. But
well,
go ahead.
The most important tip I can tell everybody, and this goes for not just Medicare, which, you know, the Social Security is also involved, is that no federal agency such as the IRS, Social Security, or Medicare will ever call you over the phone to ask you for any information or to tell you anything. If they have to communicate anything to you, it will be via mail, you know, snail mail over the, you know, you'll get something in your mail. And it's not even email. It's regular old-fashioned mail. So just remember that. Sometimes you'll get a call into recording and they'll say, this is, you know, this, like you said, it's the Reserve, Social Security. They'll use all these names that will confuse you. And they'll say, your number's been compromised, so it's no longer good. You can't use it. Call this number. That's scam. You're not, you know, and people worry because the first thing that they think about is, oh my gosh, my check's not going to get deposited into my account, right? Your Social Security check. So you get nervous, you call that number, and you start giving out information. Well, no, ladies and gentlemen, that's a scam. So remember, you will never get a phone call from the IRS, the Social Security office, or Medicare. If you can remember that, you'll save yourself a lot of trouble and energy and just stress because you'll know that that's an automatic scam. And, you know, that's unfortunately a lot of people don't understand that or don't know that. So they get nervous and give out information. But no, you're safe. If they need to get in touch with you, it'll be through mail.
Right.
Not a phone call.
That's
you know, it's basic information, but it's important. And you can share that with your friends and family because it's something that is so relevant today with all these phone calls that people are getting. And right now that people are still home, you know, they're not at work or, you know, you're more prone to answer your phone and, you know, get in trouble like that. So just be very careful with who you're talking to on the phone.
Right. Okay. We're going to slide over for a little short break. And I want to thank you, Miss Malera, for dropping by. And
oh,
I want to see,
thank you.
Please call in every single time we need to check in with us.
I will. Thank you for having me, Miss Barbara. And thank you for such a fabulous job that you're always doing to help people. And just stay safe.
Right.
And I'll talk to you soon again.
Thank you.
The appraisals and sales.
Okay.
We provide appraisals for multiple reasons, such as mortgages, refinancing, estate successions, property settlement, and more. We have local knowledge and experience, so bring in the experts at Cannizzaro Realty and make sure your property is being evaluated correctly. Cannizzaro Realty Appraisals and Sales, now with 3 locations, Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Call 504-831-0507 or visit CannizzaroRealty.com for appraisals and sales.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM every weekday from 4 until 5 from the heart of the Crescent City.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
WGSO across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance. Say hi, guys. When I adopted them, I discovered that they both have incredible personalities. Chance's sole purpose in life is to love and to be loved. Frankie is a little bit of a scoundrel and always entertaining. They're a little bit of a lot of things, but they're all pure love. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo. The State Health Department reported today 7,500 new coronavirus cases since last Friday and 14 additional deaths. A spokesperson from the governor's office says the new case total is shockingly high. The number of COVID patients in the hospital increased by over 200 to a total of 1,200. Governor Edwards has issued an indoor mask advisory, and masks are required at any Office of Motor Vehicle locations.
To ensure that the public is safe and our employees are safe.
OMV spokesperson Matthew Boudreaux says the fourth surge of COVID cases has prompted the office to require face masks again. He also reminds motorists that there are a number of things you can do online that will keep you from having to visit an office in person at expresslane.org. And many offices require you to book an appointment online in advance.
It's been a more efficient and effective process for us to get people in and out safely. We're able to practice social distancing, and we don't have as many people in the office at one time.
I'm Brooke Thorington.
LRN.
I'm Jim Harper, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. On our farm in Cheneyville, my brother and I grow sugarcane, soybeans, rice, and crawfish. It's more than a living for us. It's a lifestyle. And the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation is a grassroots organization that stands together to protect that lifestyle. You depend on agriculture, and we depend on you to join us.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
This is a big deal. Now at healthcare.gov, millions more people can't afford health coverage. Due to the COVID relief law, 4 out of 5 customers can get a plan for under $10 a month with financial help. From doctor visits to preventive services to prescription drugs, these are quality plans. You can do this. You can have coverage as soon as August 1st if you sign up now at healthcare.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
We are having a party. It's WGSO's 75th anniversary party, and we're looking for all of you to come celebrate with us. If you're a local business, take advantage of this opportunity to be a sponsor for our big 75th anniversary party. We have great sponsorship packages offering tremendous benefits for our partners. If you're interested, contact me, Jeff Cruer, at jeff@wgso.com or 504-669-6076.
Hi, I'm Clay.
And this is Huck.
Join us for Liberty or Lockdown.
Thursday at 5 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey folks, it's Jeff.
And Mimi.
Join us Mondays at 5 p.m.
for He Said, She Said.
Where we discuss
and debate
the hot topics of the day.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Thursdays at 7 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
I want to hear that with James. What is that, the stand and deliver thing? With Eric Clapton? Wow. Of course, you're listening to The Beat of Change. And I love to get triggered because it makes me feel even better about myself. Men who stand on the face of women.
Stand and deliver.
So in the background, we got something that Van Morrison and Eric Clapton playing.
Stand and deliver.
Because they're sick and tired of
another word you heard.
You know, James. You know, man, you can't believe anything the government's telling you. Like, read up on Operation Mockingbird, what they did years ago. They're doing the same thing now.
Do you want to be a free man?
And you know that Eric Clapton has put in his contracts. He's going on tour, but there's an in place that will only allow vaccinated people in the arena. He has the right to cancel. So just remember that, all y'all pushing, you know, for playing, you know, just, you know, wear your mask, do whatever, but, you know, leave everybody else alone that's not interested in playing in the game. There's some people that need to be vaccinated. But when you start trying to choose what vaccination you're going to get, I don't know. So we have a guest on, Mr. James Neighbors from Overpasses for America. What a great introduction to my craziness.
But hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I want you to tell a listening audience how Overpasses for America came about, James.
Well, back in 2013, I had been about the best online keyboard warrior for a couple of years on Facebook that I could just stand. And it wasn't doing any good. It was just making it worse. My hypertension was going through the roof. I actually had to get on medication because it was just torquing me out so bad. Not happy drugs, like actual blood pressure medication. And I had to do something because, you know, that movie Falling Down with Michael Douglas?
No, I don't know that one. I probably saw it. No, I probably saw it. Go ahead.
Well, it's about a guy that just popped, right? Because he just had too much of the system and it did him wrong. And I was starting to feel a whole lot like that. And I'm like, you know, it didn't end well. It didn't end well at all. So I've got to find a way to do something productive. And if I could figure it out, then I want to teach that to other people. And so I got to just thinking and thinking and thinking. It's like, how can you reach a whole lot of people, right? And for cheap, because I've never had a lot of money. I am not one of those rich guys. I was definitely not born with a silver spoon. It was one of those hotel silver spoons, you know, one thin layer, and it wore off pretty quick. And I came across this article about this guy out in Carlsbad, California, that was doing what we're now doing nationwide on the overpasses. And he was just doing it off in his little corner of California. I approached that guy and said, hey, you know, what's going on with that? How are you doing it? And we worked together for a little while, but you know how personalities go. It didn't work out. And he just wanted to stick with his local group. And I was like, that's not enough. We've got to take it everywhere.
Right.
And that was, June 13th, 2013. I went, I hope I don't have to delete my Facebook account because I look like a complete jackass. And I created the Overpasses for America page with just barely a clue as to what we were going to do. I mean, I didn't know any laws about it or anything. I'm like, yeah, people will come along, right? Mm-hmm. I don't have to know everything. And, it was a crazy thing. I mean, it grew so fast. Our Facebook page had ended up with a reach of like 33 million a week. I mean, that's 10% of the United States population in a week. Mm-hmm. And, well, Facebook wasn't going to have any of that. And right after we had our first giant protest across the country, they started putting the screws to us as far as censorship.
And the first one was the amnesty, right?
The very first one was actually for Extortion 17. And
that
was August 6, 2013. And that's the one that's coming up right away. Right. And it's the 10th anniversary of when Obama and Biden had them assassinated. And it's just wrong.
I've got a ton of videos. There's some people that don't know what this is. It's where our fellow Americans serving in Afghanistan, from the members of the SEAL Team 6 unit that was part of the unit that allegedly killed Osama bin Laden. This was an appeasement to our enemies, what they did, by ordering them into archaic aircraft other than the state-of-the-art aircraft that they trained in, to fly into a combat zone without a military escort and, say, a hotspot, and they were shot down. Now, in the beginning, I'm correct on that, right, James?
That's the best summary I've heard of in a long time. That was great.
Right. And so what happened? We got to call it like it is. And so what happened, the initial pictures, photos that were sent to the families to identify those who died, they could do it from the pictures. But when their coffins of the fallen was returned to U.S. soil, they had two kinds of flags draped on these coffins. It was American flag of Afghanistan, and they had an iman that they allowed to pray over the coffins. And in translating his prayer, it was actually a curse. So they called the White House to find out what the hell is going on, and the White House tells them appeasement of our enemies. So we basically have an enemy combatant in the White House saying this to people and claiming that everybody's our fellow Americans' bodies were burnt to a crisp, when that wasn't true. They identified them laying where they crashed at the crash site. So they started trying to get an investigation of families of the loved ones, and they got covered up. So they started seeking people to help them in Congress. And one of the people that came to speak to them at the conference that they had to, you know, why was the government doing this, their own government, was a Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. So they can ask him about it, you know, and that's where it was stated that he's never seen anything like this before, that they would be instructed to fly into battle zone without a military escort. The other thing that was suspicious that are clocked was that at the last minute, people who were boarding, people who had boarded were changed out. So some members were getting notice that their loved one had been killed in a crash and they were still alive. And then the people whose, you know, it was reversed. So it was like really traumatic for everybody. You know, it was nonstop terror. And top generals have stated that this extortion 17 is worthy of executions and is worse than what happened in Benghazi. How's that, James?
That's absolutely the truth.
Right. So I think that everybody ought to get involved with the Overpasses for America and get out there on the expressway for this extortion 17. So what is your email address where they could get a quick thing to you?
It's just real easy. 04A, as in the letter O, number 4, letter uh-huh. A,
right.
At protonmail.com.
Yeah, and we're going to put that on the our webpage. And, right, so on August 6th is what y'all planning, the 10th anniversary, right?
That's it. And, you know, the day that Biden was elected, I talked to Karen Bond, and I told her, I said, listen, this is not going to stand, and we're going to, you know, I told her that we'd been kicked off of Facebook. We kind of, you know, overpassed it, didn't we? Kind of had a little rest, a little respite from the world, but we were going to rebuild on Gab, and I promised her that we would not forget. We would not let this country forget as long as that man is in office. And well, we need statues. We need statues to commemorate what happened to them because it's wrong. It needs to be a memorial for them.
Exactly.
And the truth needs to be on the plaque. But I promised them, and then I contacted them again and told them that I'd be sending them photos and everything. And they were just blown away, you know, and it touched me pretty deeply. And then I talked to Charles Strange.
Let's slide over for a break, and then we're going to come right back, okay? Sorry,
okay.
I have to interrupt you. Be right back,
right.
James. Thank you.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. And visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
That's what I said.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis of Rev Auto Detailing. Rev Auto Detailing Service takes complete care of your detail needs. Our motto is restore every vehicle. We offer full details, shampoos, compound, waxes, and polishes. Rev Auto Detailing is open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Our phone number is 504-377-9755. Our monthly contracts include unlimited hand washes. Come see us at 7341 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, Louisiana. This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carver. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
Celebrate the comeback of Satchmo Summerfest presented by Chevron July 31st through August 1st at the New Orleans Jazz Museum. Purchase tickets and learn more about New Orleans' only festival dedicated to the great Louis Armstrong online at www.fqfi.org. Satchmo Summerfest is produced by French Quarter Festivals Incorporated.
Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans?
Hey, so anyway, James, we got James Neighbors from Overpasses for America, and he's going to tell us how to do it, and we just gave out his email address, and it's small zero, right? Four.
Little O.
We're going to put it on the deal so I don't screw it up.
Little O, number four, little A, at... ProtonMail.com.
Right. Perfect. Overpasses for America. And so with every time I see somebody hanging something off a an overpass, I think of all of y'all with your American flags and everything. It's grand. I think they could do it here. One of the best ones they had was when Biden came into town, somebody wrote on a train trestle, Trump won, you know, and so I thought that was good. And, you know, because, well, and I keep telling people I lose their mind because they, you know, they don't like Trump. This is the thing. And it's not going to change. We never paid attention to the election process to the point to what's being shown now is so out there that people who aren't even from the United States of America can become president with having multiple names. Like a Bible.
No, it's insane. It's our, well, the real quick, just the problem boils down to when the Soviet Union fell. We didn't root out the enemy within, and the Soviets spent the modern equivalent of $2 trillion just infiltrating us. That's not including everything else. That's just getting their spies within our ranks, and we never purged them after the Soviets fell. But what'd they do? They just kept it what they were trained to do, and well, here we are.
Right.
You know, but you were saying, though, about how to do this. Real quick on how to do that. First off, our main topic is the removal of Biden and Harris. And the best way to guarantee we do that, and I know we're all a little afraid of the elections, but they're going to be watched closer than ever before. So if we got one chance, this is going to be it in 2022. And so if you've got a candidate in your area that has a great platform, is an America First, Make America Great Again guy, but's got no money, well, you can beat them. You can beat them. I mean, you can be their advertising outside of their campaign, so they're not even associated with you. And you can do whatever you want to try to get these people elected. Because we're not a nonprofit. It's just grassroots. It means you make your own sign and you get out there. And what happened, and this is 2014, back to when we stopped amnesty with a record number of protests across the country that happened simultaneous. We had over 750 nationwide on a Friday and Saturday, and then another, I think, 300 on a Sunday. So coming into Monday, the phones in D.C. were ringing off the hook so bad that the switchboard literally couldn't stand the load.
Good.
And what that ended up happening is it mobilized about 36 people in the state of Virginia. And these three people scattered in, you know, 36 people scattered in the major cities of Virginia went and made a bunch of homemade signs promoting Dave Brat. And Eric Cantor was the prince of the rhinos at the time and was going to give illegal aliens amnesty. The problem is he lost in the primaries to our people. You'll never find this credited. So this is the power that you have. Homemade signs, and you can change the world around you because you're waking people up to the truth. And, you know, and so this is what I'm trying to replicate all over the country.
No, I think that
they're terrible.
You know, they have gone across, you know, like they do things in Metairie and stuff like that, but on the side of the highway and things like that, which they can continue to do. You know, there's a, I mean, and, you know, being that it's New Orleans, it's kind of hard to, you know, get on some of the overpasses.
Well, because you guys have to worry about hurricanes, and I've actually looked at the whole the Gulf Coast is bad. You know, for as far as getting on an overpass, it's terrible. But really busy street corners are an absolute blast. I'm not kidding you. I mean, you got to be a little careful because sometimes you get beer bottles thrown at you.
No, we had a thing here where someone called the station and told him that he was attacked, you know, and he's just standing out in Metairie with the American flag. And you see, basically, like, you know, I'm across town from Metairie, but, you know, other people, he should have kept going out there, and other people should have come forward to stand with that man, you know, because he get beat up, you know, and it's people that got out of their cars and beat him up for whatever reason, you know, didn't like him out there with the American flag.
That's why in today's heated political climate where everything that the left knows is wrong, I mean, let's face it, everything that they know is wrong and they can't be reasoned with, I recommend nobody ever goes by themselves. If you feel like you're good enough to do it, rock on. I'm not going to say don't do it. I'm just going to offer some advice to as a friend.
Right. I want you to start when people contact you, I want you to develop a relationship with them through your emails and stuff like that. And, you know, of course, you got some other stations lined up to go to. And also, can you come for at least 15 minutes next week, too, James? Because we're going to be closing out at 8 o'clock tonight.
Oh, sure. Okay, well, real quick.
Okay.
Listen, the quick message, what you need to do. You need a sign with letters 10 to 12 inches tall at minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the sign to 4 words or less. That way they're as big as the words are as big as possible and an American flag. And if they curse you out, just tell them Jesus loves you too, and it drives them crazy. And
there
it makes you feel better too. It makes you feel better too, and it does them some good whether they know it or not.
Right, right, and, yeah, definitely.
And so that's really all you need, a flag and a sign with letters 10 to 12 inches tall. You know, extortion 17. Don't forget the poor January 6th people that are still locked up for no reason other than going
most
on a police-guided tour.
Most
so,
definitely.
You know, if that's what you want to do, if you want to speak out against the vaccines and this COVID nonsense, bring that too. There's so many issues. If it's rational and it's wrong and it's, you know, if what's going on is wrong and you're rational about it, bring it. There's so much.
Yeah, walk on gilded splinters. Right. Okay, James, see you same time next week. Yeah, so it's Barbara Hoover, Clyde Nolan. Just remember, no society ever thrived because it had a large and growing class of parasites living off those who produce. Another Thomas Sowell quote, because I love that. Just remember, Georgia had 5.5 million registered voters, but they sent out 7 million ballots were returned.
Like magic.
Yes, there you go. Very good. Black magic today for a number of reasons. So anyway, same time next week. See y'all. It's Barbara Hoover, Slide Nova. 8 o'clock's coming up. It's 8 o'clock in New Orleans. Go for that, Bloody Mary.
Hey, Roz here. Have you outgrown your current square footage? In the market to start developing a real estate investment portfolio? Or are you a first-time home buyer with lots of questions about where to start? I'm Rosalind Karamer with Ladder & Bloom. Whatever your real estate needs, let my experience and enthusiasm help guide you through every detail. I've assisted clients just like you on both sides of the lake. Call Rosalind Karamer at 504-473-8337, the agent that cares.
Tom Fitzmaurice here with the Edible Dictionary Word of the Day, brought to you by Dornax, just voted one of the Food and Wine magazine's top 20 regional supermarkets of all time. Today's Edible Dictionary Word is
crab meat Louie. It's an excellent cold presentation of lump crab meat with a sauce made from mayonnaise, chili sauce, and a little mustard. It is not known who Louis, or Louis as it is sometimes spelled on menus, was, but we do know that the dish is about a century old and emerged into public consciousness in San Francisco. It is less well known in New Orleans than elsewhere.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.
Vaccines for every person in the country all the way out to 2024, and that in 2024 you will again take two shots. And he says it'll be whatever Pfizer cooks up and wants to put in your body. This is the Rockefeller Foundation. They developed this whole plan with Bill Gates. They're now implementing it, and now they've announced that U.S. policy is set by the private Rockefeller Foundation. Of course, the Rockefeller Foundation by the 30s was the main funder of Adolf Alois Hitler and the eugenics at Cold Springs Harbor that trained the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany. InfoWars will continue to steadfastly fight this. I don't know how long we can. The enemy's coming for us all now. God bless and good luck. I would, again, get right with God right now.
This is the Genesis Communications Network.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Following a meeting with the Prime Minister of Iraq, President Biden has announced a deal to end the U.S.'s combat mission in that country. The agreement with Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Khadimi will shift U.S. troops in the country into roles training and assisting Iraqi forces.
Our role in Iraq will be as a dealing with not, it's just to be available to continue to train, to assist, to help, and to deal with ISIS as it arrives. But we are not going to be by the end of the year in a combat mission.
And the final missing person in the collapse of a condominium tower in Surfside, Florida, has been identified. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava announced Monday that the remains of 54-year-old Estelle Hedeya were identified by authorities, bringing the death toll in the collapse to 98 people. This is USA Radio News.